Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us. We're now already into hour number two. We have three more hours laying out before us. A ton of news and information, your calls, and a lot of guests coming up. Speaking of guests, Congressman Louie Gohmert scheduled to call in the next 10 minutes or so. He's been fighting the cap and trade legislation, the gun grabbing, all the tyranny going on. Republican congressman from Texas. Then we have our weekly visit in the next hour with Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster to go over all the big developments in the economy, including the congressional reports, AP, Reuters, and Bloomberg reporting, $23.7 trillion stolen by the offshore banks that control Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the Treasury Department, as well as the private Federal Reserve. And then he's a reporter for Counterpunch and a lot of other big publications. Dar Jamal is an American, but he has been in Lebanon during the war, been in Iraq during the war. He's been to Iraq recently. He'll give you a report of what things really look like in Iraq there. And is Obama really pulling the troops out? According to Dar Jamal, no, it's all a staged shell game event. So that's coming up in the last hour today from a reporter who's been on the ground in Baghdad and all over Iraq and the Middle East, as well as Central Asia. Congressman Louie Gohmert, Bob Chapman, and Dar Jamal coming up, and, of course, your phone calls. I want to get into the whole flu fear-mongering. They're saying that they bought close to 200 million doses of the flu shot to forcibly inject the American people. Now, they said back in 2002 they were going to make all first responders, 14 million of them, doctors, nurses, police, firemen, county, city, state workers, federal workers, take the smallpox shot. And L.A. Times reported out of 14 million, 4,000 took it. But a bunch of them died. Then the whole program fell apart when Health and Human Services Secretary Tommy Thompson refused to take it. So just because they're saying they're going to make us take this in the fall doesn't mean it's going to happen. But they do have a captive audience that's been trained to put up with all of this and go along with all of this, and that is public school children. And so there's a PrisonPlanet.com article Paul Watson wrote today that is reporting on a story out of the Daily Oklahoman, 12,000 U.S. children to be swine flu vaccine guinea pigs. So we've had a few deaths in the U.S., less than 200 worldwide. Regular flu kills 37,000, according to the CDC, every year in the U.S. If the flu kills a couple hundred people coming up in the fall and winter, my God, if they almost shut America and the world down for less than 200 deaths, and was it five or six in the U.S. with people that were already on lung machines or already had already had really bad immune systems? And I misspoke earlier. I said 197 million. I don't know why that popped in my head. MSNBC reported U.S. buys 195 million doses. So 195 million doses. So I was 2 million wrong. What does it matter? 195 million of swine flu vaccine. Government hopes to speed development of fall vaccination program. And they were saying a month into that thing breaking out that they already had a vaccine for it when it normally takes 6 months. I mean, this is a load of bull. And then they admit it's already mutating constantly and changing. And so how are they then going to have a vaccine for it if it's already changed? And I saw a story in the London Times 2 days ago with a top epidemiologist saying this is a total fraud. It's profiteering at the bare minimum with a made-up vaccine for something that isn't even killing people. Why does the government want you to take this so bad? Why are they pushing this on society so hard is the big question. So we'll talk about that and a lot more on the other side of this quick break. Also, this 3 hours is carried on the weekends, on Saturday on XM. Coming up later in the hour, I'll give you that channel and showtime for the 3 hours of the Friday show. The second, third, and fourth hour they carry on XM. Very exciting. As they look at picking us up, they want to pick us up live. They don't have the slot right now, but that's in the works. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GrafUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graf Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GrafUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at InfoWars.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We watch a lot of C-SPAN around here, especially making the Obama deception that Congressman Louie Gohmert appears in briefly, and making the new Obama film that I'll soon tell you the name of, comes out in mid-October. But really, he is on the mark. He's always up at the front, late at night, early in the morning, fighting the gun-grabbing agenda, the hate speech agenda, restricting the First Amendment, fighting the cap and trade to take over our country. He's the guy I always see now when we're watching, like nobody else, up there energetically fighting when they're trying to not let him read the bills, when they're ramming through all forms of corruption. He was there fighting the banker takeover bill back in October of last year. He's now fighting Obama and getting called partisan when he's not. He's standing up for the Bill of Rights Constitution. And like myself, he's also somewhat of a history fan, he's a big supporter and fan of my idol, George Washington, that the media doesn't ever really talk about or kind of puts on a pedestal because they don't want you knowing about George Washington, because he would then become an example for new George Washingtons to stand up to tyranny today. So for the next 25 minutes or so, Congressman Louie Gohmert joins us, serving his third term in the U.S. State House of Representatives. Congressman Louie Gohmert proudly represents the 1st District of Texas, which encompasses over 12 counties stretching for nearly 120 miles down the state's eastern border, including where my family's from. Representative Gohmert is developing innovative solutions to jumpstart our economy and offering practical alternatives to the government's bailout frenzy. His federal income tax holiday gained widespread national support from the grassroots level to national leaders, allowing taxpayers to decide how best to spend their hard-earned money. Louis has repeatedly called for an end to socialization of our economy. Prior to being elected to serve in the Congress, Louis was elected to three terms as district judge in Smith County, Texas. He has later appointed by Texas Governor Rick Perry to complete a term as Chief Justice of the 12th Court of Appeals. And Representative Congressman Louis Gohmert, sir, great to have you here with us.
Well, great to be with you, Alex, but that was such a great introduction. I'm afraid to talk anymore and screw it up.
Well, you know, we watch C-SPAN every day, and I have the guys selecting out clips of what you're doing as we try to sift through all these for the film. And I tell you, you are an attack dog for liberty and freedom. If we had more people like you, we wouldn't be turning into communist Russia.
Well, it is heartbreaking what's going on around here. It just you see this stuff, and you go, how can you do this? This has been done before. You go back and read Morgenthau, the Secretary of Treasury's own private diary in 1940, where he says, we've spent more money than ever in history, and we're no better off. We've still got the record unemployment. I mean, all this stuff is not new. We're just trying to do the same things and expecting a different result.
But the bankers, as you have eloquently said, they like it. They're getting to direct the economy. They're getting to play the part of savior to a crime. I mean, they hit the iceberg, and then they're the hero.
Isn't that incredible? And one of the things, you know, it's now gotten popular to say everybody ought to read the bill. I was on the floor last September when this bailout started saying, guys, you've got to read the bill. You'll know this is not something we do if you'll just read it. And I tell you, Alex, I don't know if you're aware, but you know, in that bill last September, and of course we didn't vote for it until October. We voted down the first time, and then the stock market fell 777 points, and then the president I like so much was able to twist arms and get people to vote for this crappy thing. But anyway, in that bill, it raised the debt ceiling by $1.3 trillion. So when I saw that, I went, whoa, there's something else at play here than just the $700 billion slush fund. And, Alex, I went through looking, okay, where are the loopholes that might allow them to spend more than this? And what I saw was, you know what, this provision that allows him to hire anybody he wants to or pay anybody he needs to help him manage this TARP stuff, went, holy cow, this is the Goldman Sachs benevolent fund right here. And we can't even find out how much has gone to Goldman Sachs, but you probably noticed they had their biggest record profit the second quarter this year, $3.44 billion.
Well, let's get into that in a moment. We had Congressman Brad Sherman on during early October, and then we had the clip of Senator Inhofe where Paulson, who was working with the head of the New York Fed at the time in tandem, now Treasury Secretary Geithner, came in to close meetings and said, we're going to have martial law and do this anyways if you don't get behind it. Then they went out and said, we're going to have a depression because Congress wouldn't pass it.
Yep.
That was financial terrorism.
Yep.
They rode down the market. There's no doubt. Can you speak to what happened there?
Well, I sure can. Actually, you know, this was in a private conference call when all of this first came up. Bernanke and Paulson were in a conference call with the Republican members of Congress and then separately with the Democratic members of Congress. And he said, you know, there's these toxic assets, the mortgage-backed securities that nobody will buy. They're freezing up everything. But you give me $700 billion and I can get things moving, but it's just nobody's buying them because they don't know what they're worth. When they opened it up for questions, somebody beat me to the question. I don't remember if it was Ron or who, but somebody asked the first thing that came to my mind, well, wait a minute, Secretary. If nobody knows what these are worth, how do you know you need $700 billion? And his response just sent me into orbit. It was, well, we just needed a really big number. Now, I don't know how you do business. Yes, I do. I'm not blaming you about you. But you would never say that. That is insane. We need a big number. And to this day, if we had not, and I say we, I was 100% against it, but if that had not passed, there's no way Obama could have gotten an $800 billion stimulus and a $400 billion land omnibus and gotten the rest of that TARP money and on. But what happened was on the president did something presidents are never, ever supposed to do. he went out, convinced by Paulson it was the thing to do, and said, we're about to have a depression, a stock crash, bank failures, but if we give my bozo buddy over here, Paulson, $700 billion, then he can mitigate it and it won't be so bad. Now, 300 financial experts had said, all you got to do is first suspend the mark-to-market rule and allow these banks to at least carry those mortgage-backed securities, even if it's 30%. They've got mortgages. They may not be worth 100 cents on the dollar, but they're worth something. You let them be carried at 30 cents on the dollar, Washington Mutual won't fail, Wachovia won't fail, and we're going to be okay, and we can work our way through this. But I know this is cynical, but I really believe Paulson needed a couple of banks to fail to scare everybody enough so that he could get them to vote for that bill.
So we're talking, Congressman, then, about financial terrorism.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. But then that Monday, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When the President and Treasury Secretary say, if Congress doesn't pass this bill, the market's going to crash. Well, it didn't crash, but it did drop 777 points because they scared people. Presidents are supposed to say, we got nothing to fear but fear itself, not either do what we say or we're going to, you know, go to hell in a handbasket. And so the market crashed. And then I tell you, Alex, my calls went from about 1,000 to 100 against that bailout to being about 500 to 50 in favor. Just look. You may not like it, but we can't stand another 777-point drop. Just and I'm going to look. You may vote me out, and this was some of my biggest contributors. Look, I think the world out of you may vote me out, but I have read this bill. I cannot vote for it. I'd rather lose than be on record ever vote for this sorry thing.
Well, Congressman Gohmert, we commend you because you've been proven right in hindsight. Now, going back to what you tried to mention a few minutes ago, now they use the same psychology. Always give them a new bailout they're calling for, Bank of the World that we're going to pay the carbon taxes to. And Al Gore says, what's wrong with paying your taxes to me? What's wrong with me making money? I mean, this is so overtly corrupt that it's even hard for me to believe. Is that the blind spot, that this is just so outrageously corrupt, so outrageously evil, seizing the whole economy, seizing GM, hacking pieces of it off to Brazil and China and Russia? I'd like you to speak to that, but then all these congressmen and senators keep asking, where's the money? Where's the money of Bernanke? And he just says, no, I will not tell you. How long can this go on, this banking dictatorship?
It shouldn't go on another day, but, and the truth is, most of the people here, they really think they're doing the right thing. They did when they were voting for the bailout and the stimulus and all this. They just really think, oh, well, we just need to do this. And I've had guys across the aisle say, look, Louie, maybe even if you were right, we think you're wrong. Even if you were right, we always come back and fix things. I'm going, the Soviet Union didn't get a chance to come back and fix things. They went bankrupt and they ceased to exist. You may not get a chance to come back and fix it after you screw it up bad enough.
Well, you're right, Congressman. Russia is still in shambles from what happened under 60, 70 years of rule. Speaking of the Soviet Union, there is no doubt this country's been hijacked by foreign offshore banks. Are you supporting the bill to audit the private Federal Reserve?
100%. 100%. You know, we've heard from the other side of the aisle over and over again that we need transparency from the CIA. Well, how about some transparency from the Fed? My goodness. And Alex, you're so on top of things. I know you've been following this push, and it's just draconian, actually Machiavellian, the way they're seizing power. But this push to develop what they're calling the systemic risk entities in America, whether it's banks, you know, stock brokers, different manufacturers, they will designate systemic risk companies or banks. And if you're designated as such, then that means you're too important to ever allow you to fail. Well, once you do that, the government's going to bail you out of any hole you get in, and so it allows you to run your competition out of business because you can run a deficit because you know the government will bail you out. And it also, those businesses know that they owe their lives and livelihood to the government. I mean, it was really Machiavellian the way these auto dealerships were just flat unconstitutional. unconstitutionally taken away from the dealers.
Congressman, let's talk about that right now for networks.
Okay.
I'm going to skip this network break and take our guest to the bottom of the hour. Stay with us. Some stations but that's a network break, so I can take it. Congressman, now, revise and extend your remarks about the auto dealerships. If they're inside cronies, if I've seen this correctly, Congress even admits it, then they get to keep their dealership. If not, they may have had it 85 years. It's taken away from them with their customer list. So this is highway robbery. Go ahead.
It is, because it allows you to completely disregard the takings prohibition in the Constitution. It allows them to disregard the bankruptcy laws. You can't just come in and say you don't have a chance to submit your own alternative plan, and you're going to have a chance for motion for relief from stay. You're going to have all these opportunities. Well, they found a lazy bankruptcy judge, had the auto task force dictate what would happen, and we couldn't have, even in Congress, because enough people are not demanding transparency, we don't even know what they discussed. But anyway, they put a bunch of people out of business, decided which dealerships. Now, they say we didn't designate individual dealerships. We left that to GM and Chrysler. But the fact is, it is so Machiavellian. Even if they're friends or enemies, you take dealerships away from some, take property away from some, just like the old Dukes, and you give it to others. Well, the ones that have it now know that you can take it away from them just the way you did the other guys. And so everybody becomes immensely loyal to the prince, as Machiavelli talked about it. And so that's what we've seen here. It is a seize of power in this country on an unparalleled level, and it scares all these businesses. So you're able to call in banks like you were talking about and say, you either sign this or we're going to basically have the regulators take over your bank. You either sign this and give us warrants to buy stock in your company, or we're going to run you out of business. And then the president goes on television and says on the auto bailout that, gee, we've got creditors who are more concerned about themselves than they are about America. Good grief, they're concerned about the rule of law, and the rule of law says if you're a secured creditor, then you have priority. They flipped that upside down and then had the unsecured creditors, like the UAW, get ownership of the company, and the secured creditors were willing to take pennies on the dollar based on the fact that the president was coming after them and going to use all his power to take them out of business if they disagreed. It is really frightening what's going on. And you wouldn't be aware of this, Alex, because it just happened yesterday. But ever since there has been a Congress, there has been, a great political debate back and forth, fussing and fighting. Well, in the last 2.5 years, they've changed the rules. They've said you can't bring this. They won't allow amendments on so many bills. They bring them straight to the floor. They don't go through committee. But what happened yesterday was we have been battling this socialist health care, the nationalization of health care that is going to absolutely kill senior citizens and put them on lists and force them to die early because they won't get the treatment as quickly as they need.
They're not even letting you do mailers now. I've noticed all the rules are changing. They won't let you read bills now.
Man, that shows how on top of things you are, Alex. Yes, we cannot talk about, if we use the term government-run health care, then we have to pay for it out of our own pocket because that's too political. Go on the speaker's website. She just chastises Republicans, badmouths them, as political as it gets. But, that stuff has gone on. But then to come in and say we can't send out the chart reflecting the new 31 entities created by this socialized medicine, and we can't say government-run health care unless we say the term public option health care, they will not let us send things out, on our website. It is censorship like I would never have dreamed would happen.
Well, I mean, I've been watching C-SPAN since high school, and I thought I'd learned some of the basic rules, and suddenly everything's operating differently. In fact, I want to right now play a 30-second video clip of you during the cap and trade saying, may I see the 300 pages? And this went on for hours as they said, oh, you can see it, but it's not up here. Just incredible. Here it is.
to figure out what we're doing, how much damage the country. I tried to get a copy of the bill. We have out here on the table 2454 that has 1,090 pages in it, but I've understood since debate in here that there's another 300 pages that were added in the middle of the night. My inquiry is, how do I get a copy of the other 300 pages that people on the floor I hadn't had a chance to read or see? Where do we get that before we cram this down on the American people?
And she won't answer.
Well, she's actually leaning over and listening to the parliamentarian because she's not sure.
In fact, back that up. She goes back and then answers. She says, oh, it's there, but it's not. Here it is. Go ahead. Go ahead and play it, guys.
The amendment is printed in the Rules Committee report.
In the Rules Committee report. And, Madam Speaker, where would I get that report?
The rule was passed earlier today.
Rules, I'm sorry.
The rule was passed earlier today.
Rules passed it earlier today.
The rule was passed earlier today.
Right. That says, basically, we're going to the floor without everybody being able to get a copy in the Speaker's lobby as normally required.
The gentleman is not asking a parliamentary inquiry.
Well, that's enough. It goes on for hour after hour, but the point is, they wouldn't let you read it, so I guess that's why the minority leader, when he finally got a copy, had to do a leader filibuster, I guess that only leaders can do, in the House, and tried to read through it.
Yep, that's right. He had some staff kind of help get through that thing and find things that were a problem. And it was just incredible the stuff was in there. But even on the bill itself, you know, it was obvious people had not read even the 1,090 pages that were available because they kept getting up and saying, this isn't going to cost anybody jobs. What did all this bad mouth, it's not going to cost jobs. So I took them to the page 900 and stuff and it said, look, you need to read your own bill because you created a climate adjustment fund in here. It says right here, I read it to me, that if you lose your job as a result of this climate bill, then you're going to be possibly open to an allowance that we'll give you. And then if you flip over another couple of sections, we have climate adjustment relocation fee. But unfortunately, it doesn't allow you to relocate where your job goes, to China or India or Brazil. And so I point those things out. They're saying it doesn't cost jobs. And I said, whoever staffer wrote this bill knows there are going to be people lose jobs. And I finished by saying, so I guess the good news for all you guys is that are supporting this thing, when the American public finds out what you have done to them by passing this bill, many of you are going to get voted out. And the good news for you is you may be entitled to a relocation allowance and allowance for losing your job because of this bill.
Well, Congressman, in closing here, maybe I can hold you over, but I know you're on a busy schedule. There's just so many questions I wanted to get to. What about Obama saying there's no anti-Second Amendment bills and we're conspiracy theorists, when last time I checked there were more than a dozen that, just like the climate bill, gives all these agencies the executive power outside Congress to just raise taxes, home inspections, force you out of your house. That's in there, as you know. Saw it discussed in committee. The gun bills allow him to put you on a no-fly list if he doesn't like you to not be able to own a gun as well. Allows him to ban any guns he wants. I mean, they're saying they don't want our guns, but the Attorney General argued in the Supreme Court last year as a lawyer for a total gun ban. I mean, what's going on with that?
Well, it is absurd, and it is a violation of the rules of the House for me to, in debate, indicate that the president has not been honest or that any member of Congress has not been honest. But I was able to point out, without violating the rules, that whoever is putting the stuff in the president's teleprompter that he's reading, they're not being honest. And the poor president's reading this stuff, and apparently he doesn't realize that it's not honest. Well, we need to find whoever is putting that stuff in his teleprompter and make sure they start telling the truth. Bless his heart, he just reads what they give him, and it's not always accurate.
Congressman Louie Gohmert, let me say bye to you here off air as we end this segment. Okay. We really appreciate you coming on. And when I come
back. Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for coming on, sir. When we come back, I'm going to plug your website and contact info. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Way up north.
Congressman Louie Gohmert, staying 3 or 4 more minutes with us. He's got to go on the House floor. He's got people in his office right now, but I twisted his arm to stay over because last night I saw him up there making the point that, hey, this politically is going to kill the Democrats, and as a Republican I should be happy, but this is hurting my country. They're seizing the whole economy. Obama has the lowest approval rating, according to Gallup, of any president ever this quick into his administration. So the good news is they're stalling out. The bad news is it looks like they don't care. They're kind of ramming us. Forget the maneuvers. They're going straight at us. So into the breach once more. This is the fight. So, Congressman, your closing comments, because during the break you were explaining that this really is America-ending stuff. In your own words, repeat that.
Well, yes, this is nation-ending stuff. When you start spending as dramatically as we've spent, when you start allowing an executive to just completely usurp the judiciary responsibility through bankruptcy, the Supreme Court, and then just completely co-opt the Congress to where you can throw $100 million here and $100 million there and get a vote changed and get another vote changed and get stuff you want done to give the federal government full control. It is nation-ending stuff as we know it. And so it is a battle for our survival, and I can't believe you were up seeing this last night around midnight. But the thing is, I would rather stop the socialization of health care, because once the government pays for care. They have every right to tell you what you eat, what you drink, how you exercise, where you live.
Saying they're going to do this. They're a bunch of...
Absolutely.
Did you hear about the White House science czar calling for putting stuff in the water to sterilize us?
No, I had not heard that, but I guess if we're going to pay... Well, if we're going to pay $700 million like we voted last Friday to put condoms on wild horses, and I know it just says non-permanent enhanced contraception, whatever the heck that is, but if we're going to do that to wild horses, I guess it only follows that they'd eventually get around to doing it to us. But this is incredible stuff. And so, yeah, as I was saying, and I'm coming from the heart, I would rather stay in the minority permanently and stop this socialization, this nationalization, this movement toward the direction that kills the freedoms that we have, than get the majority back. It is too important that we prolong this country, the freedoms that we've given. I mean, Alex, to lose them on our watch when we've been given such an incredible gift. You go back and read, you know, John Adams and his comments, and when he wrote Abigail after the Declaration of Independence, he said, you know, we have within our grasp what philosophers and dreamers have only dreamed of, you know, to actually govern ourselves. But they didn't trust people. That's why they said, you know what, let's don't have one house, let's have two houses, and let's make them where they can cancel each other out and stop each other. And we don't want them to elect a prime minister from within themselves. No, we want another branch where the people elect this other guy, and he'll be the executive. We'll call him president, and we still don't trust him. We want another in it that can just completely cut them down, and we'll call that the judiciary. They wanted all these checks and balances, and in just a matter of 9 months, we have seen the usurpation of those different kinds of friction. So I know I get calls saying, we just want everybody to work together and be bipartisan. I don't think they do. I don't think they know what that means. It means we either cave in and let them run this country into the dust heap of history, or we stand and fight. As Jefferson said, you know, the price of liberty is eternal vigilance. But the one thing I know, too, is that any time you have economic chaos, people are always willing to give up their liberty to get economic stability.
Look at Hitler.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the best examples, maybe the best example. So we can't let that happen. And Chuck Colson had said this in a little Bible study we had a while back earlier this year. When you lose morality, you will have economic chaos. You just will.
Absolutely. Every time.
Chaos, that's right.
Every time people become decadent, tyranny comes. Well, we're going to have you back up next month. I appreciate everything you're doing. And just like I'm up late at night fighting the globalists, fighting the New World Order, I see that you are up there when nobody else is there fighting. You're there early in the morning. You're there late at night. I see the passion. I know you're doing the right thing, and I know you've done your research because I'm doing the same research. In closing, fire out your website. Tell us what we can do, sir, to help you. Obviously, this is a big crossroads, a huge battle. As the socialists, like Time Magazine headline says, we've almost got national health care. They've almost got their eugenics control grid over us. Can you speak to your website, how we help you? And then in closing, the Youth Brigade's national compulsory service in a group outside the military under the Democratic Party's control and the city year and the red and black uniforms.
Yep. Well, our website is... www.gohmert.house.gov. But I do have a campaign website too. People wanted to help because every bit helps. But I tell you, we're in a battle for the nation's future, and people need to be letting their representatives know how they feel. They need to let their senators know. And as I was talking to a guy in California, he said, well, and there's one thing other. You can let those bad representatives around the country, including the speaker, know that even though you're not in their district, which usually means they don't care what you think, you can let them know for the first time in your life you're going to contribute to an opponent outside your district. You're going to contribute not only with money, but you're going to go block walk. You're going to go help any way you can unless they turn around and do the right thing by America. It doesn't have to stop at just the district you're in.
Well, I agree with you. This is nation-ending stuff. They're trying to rush it all through. We're seeing them begin to bog down, but they've got such momentum, they're sliding over us. In closing, and we're going to let you go, sir, the youth brigades, National Compulsory Service, the Democrats have introduced those bills. Your take on that?
Well, you just referred to the point in history where this stuff has been done before. It's done in the 1930s, and that was not the only place it's been done. This has been done throughout history.
Mao did it.
And that's exactly what I was thinking of. But this is the kind of thing we've got to stop. We've got to get back to our roots, to our basics. And then, if I could just end with this note, and I don't try to seek to inflict my religious beliefs on anybody else, but they should know our history. Every morning when President Obama gets up and he looks out his south window there, he's looking directly at the Washington Monument, and I'm sure he doesn't know. I haven't had a chance to tell him, but when they dedicated the Washington Monument, they put an aluminum capstone. Aluminum was very valuable back then. There's writing on all four sides of that kind of pyramid capstone, but on the side facing the Capitol, they put the Latin words "Laus Deo," which means "Praise be to God." The reason they had it facing the Capitol when they did that so long ago was that's east, and they wanted the first rays of God's sun when it hit the first thing in our nation's capital to be boom, "Praise be to God." And we need to get back to a place where we can actually say that because we are taking this gift we've been given, and we are not being good stewards.
Well, we're glad you're there fighting, and we're supporting you, sir, and Ron Paul and many others, and I hope to have you back up to talk about more strategy to beat these people. Congressman, get back to your meetings and to the floor. Godspeed.
Thanks so much, Alex.
All right. God bless you. Take care. Congressman Louis Gohmert, there he goes. Really voting good for the Second Amendment against cap and trade, against NAFTA and GATT. Against all these gun-grabbing bills, against the youth brigades, National Compulsory Service. And we appreciate him coming on the radio show today. We're going to get into financial news and take your calls coming up in the next hour at 1-800-259-9231. I am opening the phones up right now. We'll probably even take some calls this hour. We can talk about the economy, talk about forced swine flu inoculation, can discuss the $23.7 trillion, and I've got congressmen asking this week, private Federal Reserve Chairman Bernanke, where is the $23 trillion? And he says, I'm not going to tell you. So we're going to go over that and play some of those clips coming up later. Bob Chapman joins us. Then we're going to have a reporter who's been on the ground in Iraq recently and other Middle Eastern nations to give you a real report on what's happening. Dar Jamal will be joining us coming up later in the show today. But that was an amazing, amazing interview. And I did skip that network break, not local affiliate breaks, but we did skip that network break. And we only do that every once in a while. When we've got a congressman or a senator or somebody on, and it's just so important and they've got limited time. Speaking of sponsors, I tend to get so busy here on the show that I don't even get to sponsors a lot of days. And I did want to thank a few of the sponsors that have made today's show possible before I get into the flu news. As we're rapidly approaching the fall and the winter and all this forced inoculation talk, so that's coming up in a moment. But all these sponsors, I believe in them. All these sponsors I've checked out. I turn away probably 70-80% of the sponsors that approach us. We have to beat the sponsors away with a stick, unlike most of other talk radio that's failing and imploding and falling apart. People don't want to hear fake left-wing garbage or fake right-wing garbage. They want to hear anti-New World Order, pro-liberty, spirit of 1776. People finally get it. But I do want to thank the sponsors we have and tell folks to be sure and check them out. One of them is My Solar Backup. A lot of things can cut off your electrical power, hurricanes, snow, ice storms, you name it, or these stage rolling blackouts they do to train you to accept higher power prices. That's all part of operant conditioning. Listeners should move towards getting off the grid, and here's a good way to do just that. A solar power generator is now available from our longtime sponsors, Lucid from Science. You get an emergency power backup kit, which consists of the power source 1800-watt generator and a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that gas generators need gas, but in a blackout, gas pumps can't pump gas because they run on electricity. It's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move now. MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. Or give them a call toll-free, 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. MySolarBackup.com. You can see it on screen there at PrisonPlanet.tv for the viewers watching us right now live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I also want to tell you about another one of our fine sponsors, and that is FrontSight.com. Have you heard of the millionaire patriot Dr. Ignatius Piazza, the founder of the FrontSight Firearms Training Institute, is offering a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training to my listeners? And they don't have a lot of courses in August, folks. You better sign up now. They have more in September, but this deal won't last long. You get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. And you get the many days of firearms training and the 5 days of free world-class training. And you get the 30-plus state concealed weapons permit with it at about 75% off. And this is the top training course out there. And then you get the free gun on top of it. Just find out about the deal or get the free newsletter or a lot of the free training that's on their website, FrontSight.com. That's FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com, FrontSight.com. Come check them out today. This is the premier firearms training above law enforcement and military training levels, FrontSight.com. And lastly, my books and videos. I'm carrying a lot of new videos and books right now. Any great books I read, any great videos I see, I carry them. But then there's all my films, like the classic three-hour film, Martial Law. You can get this film free right now at InfoWars.com, an interview with Aaron Russo, Reflections and Warnings. Excellent. We're giving it away for free when you get it with the Obama Deception or some of the other films. Global Warming, Emerging Science and Understanding, designed for showing in high school and middle school classrooms, but also suitable for all settings. Excellent, by Dr. Michael Kaufman, exposing the fraud of man-made global warming. So important. You want to keep your house and your property, you got to engage in the InfoWar. The feds admit they want to drug half of U.S. school children, basically forcibly. They've got 68% of foster kids on these deadly drugs. Generation RX, very well-produced, award-winning film, available discounted at InfoWars.com. Anthrax War, what's really going on with that government operation. Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Fabled Enemies, The Obama Deception, my biggest film ever, just out for 4 or 5 months. Sending shockwaves across the world. I mean, this sucker's devastating. Own it on DVD. Again, InfoWars.com. And so many other books and videos. And then don't forget, we've got to spread the word. Wear our colors openly. Find like-minded people at fairs and church and work or wherever. These ball caps. We've got new T-shirts, new ball caps in. Don't tread on me. Culpepper flag. Come and take it. Second Amendment hats. All available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And we got a bunch of deals where you can get the hats for half off when you get multiple hats. So InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, didn't plug anything the first hour and a half, so we got to catch up with that or we won't exist here. All great materials, though. Thank you for your support. Okay. Not like Obama can just come tax you and take your money and then use it against you to enslave you more. We ask for your support. We're pre-market here, libertarians. Let me get into this now, and then we're going to open the phones up on the financial stuff with Bob Chapman coming up in about 14 minutes. We start the next hour. U.S. buys 195 million doses of swine flu vaccine. France has bought enough to vaccinate their entire population. England has bought over 60 million doses, enough to vaccinate 90% of their population. I've got another one here out of the Daily Oklahoman today. 12 million U.S. children to be swine flu vaccine guinea pigs. Kids receive untested shots, which include ingredient linked to Gulf War syndrome. And Paul Watson's wrote a more detailed article about this up on PrisonPlanet.com. Remember, and we can also talk about this in the next hour, not just financial stuff. In fact, I want callers to call in on this subject. Remember that the regular flu kills, according to the CDC and according to the World Health Organization, 37,000 people on average every year. Sometimes it's 44,000, some years it's 30,000. But on average, just Google average flu deaths per year, they say 37,000. And that, I've talked to a lot of doctors, they say is exaggerated. You know, some 87-year-old who's had heart problems gets the flu and they die. You know, they say died of the flu, not died of old age. But regardless, tens of thousands are getting killed by regular flu. There's 300 million people in this country. They say that, I pulled up the CDC's numbers, some say 10 have died, some say 19, whatever. Let's say 100 have died in the U.S. of this flu. And in every case, they were on heart and lung machines, they'd had heart attacks, they'd had surgery, they had another secondary infection, they had cancer, they had HIV, they had AIDS. I mean, it's ridiculous. The first death was a baby on a ventilator in Houston who was already sick, taken here from Mexico months ago and put on a ventilator. Basically already dead. And so some bug got it. We all seen people, at least if you live long enough, you know, family and friends who are basically on ventilators for months and they just turn them off. So the other deaths are all people. The second death in Texas was a woman who had all these health problems and was old and heart attacks and autoimmune diseases. When we get back, I'm going to break this down. Because what is this? They're talking about forcibly inoculating the whole Western world for something that's killed a couple hundred worldwide. What's going to happen in the fall when there's thousands of real flu deaths? I mean, this is incredible. Stay with us.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
I live back in the woods, you see.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
You know, we got contacted by Hank Williams III.
I got a
show. And we never got him on the show. I need to get him on.
Four-wheel drive and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yeah, I love Hank Williams, Hank Williams II. And I like Hank Williams III, too. He's got some good country music. Kind of rockabilly.
All day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
You know why the establishment wants the animal ID, the premises ID? They want to shut down your farms and ranches, micromanage you. They want you dependent. They don't like it that you're self-sufficient. They don't like this anthem for liberty and independence. Crank it up!
Grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
They don't like it that they can't
country folks
get
can
control
survive.
Of us. And this explains it right here. Listen, listen.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
That's it.
We say praise, we say ma'am.
You can't starve us out and you can't make us run. And that's the attitude that Americans need to get again.
Came from the West Virginia,
I mean, it didn't matter where you were from. Tennessee, upstate New York, New Jersey, California, Oregon, Colorado, Nevada, Arizona, Oklahoma, Missouri. Everybody didn't trust the government. Everybody hated the government. Everybody, the heroes were people that fought corrupt government. And then somehow we became the winners of World War II. So the government could do no wrong. The older generation died. We became domesticated. We need to get more hillbilly smarts and less of these yuppie city slicker, I don't care about anybody but myself attitude. All right, we're out of time on that. Look, look, what am I getting at with this whole flu situation? You can make whatever you want out of all of this. You can decide whatever you want from the data, but there's only a couple things it can be. You got less than 20 deaths in the United States, less than 200 worldwide from this swine flu. We, day one, told you it was genetically engineered and had virologists on. They now admit it came from a lab somewhere. That's BBC, Associated Press, Reuters. In fact, put, swine flu came from lab. Just on PrisonPlanet.tv as we simulcast the radio, show people the headline. Not my opinion. And so this flu is clearly manufactured, but it's a scare tactic. It comes out of nowhere. It's clearly engineered, part human, part bird, part pig. Virus, but they're hyping it like it's the end of the world, saying we may need martial law to deal with it. And if it's just a few Americans died and they had schools shut down and were saying get ready to lock down major cities and went to level six, under that they can force inoculations. What are they planning? If they got 195 million doses ready in the U.S. and doses all over the world set up, come on in and give it to me. I don't know what you're talking about. What are they really planning? And then now they're going to try to force school kids to take it because, you know, they tell parents it's the law. You got to take shots. There is no law. It's all color of law fraud. Why not tag one more on there? And it was the swine flu in 76, the swine flu vaccine that killed thousands. That's admitted. And it broke out on a military base. Is this a biological warfare attack? Is this a smokescreen for Obama to set up a police state and ram through his new banking reform that gives total power to the new bank of the world that will pay our carbon tax to? Is this Obama's stage crises? We'll talk about it more coming up in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.